Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, and it was the Dustin Johnson double bogey in a row on the back nine, shoot 41. It go from literally like tied first to 28th. And I don't think we've ever seen that from him. The only thing I can recall is going all the way back to Pebble Beach when he sort of imploded in the U.S. Open back then. But very surprising to see DJ fall apart like that. Really, I think most people were almost just mailing it in that he was going to win yesterday. So,
yeah, well, you know, you nailed it. It was the 2010 U.S. Open, and also I was reading it's the third time it's happened to him. In 2 years ago at one of those World WGC events, he did it. He held a 54-hole lead and then shot a 77 or higher. So that's three times in his career that he's done that.
Yeah, and, you know, we look at him at this point. I mean, he's the number one ranked player in the world, or is it Justin Rose? I get confused. It goes back and forth. But, you know, he's, top 10 player in the world for quite a while, and you'd think he's going to be for quite a long time. And you just don't see that coming at that level very often. And so, you know, it was, like you said, it's just we've hit a little bit of a lull here post-Masters. And I was looking at the calendar earlier, and I just can't believe the turnaround time for the PGA. I mean, literally, it's the two-man best ball event in New Orleans. And then what's going to seem like a blur, it's the Wells Fargo in Charlotte, and then the Byron Nelson, and then it's PGA Championship in New York. And so these players have got to be I don't know how it impacts their scheduling, really, or if they play less or trying how they get rested, but mentally they just have never done this before. You know, the next major has been the U.S. Open in June, and so there's been quite a good stretch between Masters and U.S. Open, and so now they're going to have to adjust their how they approach their schedule and the amount of rest they get for this PGA deal in May. So going to be very interesting for sure.
Yeah. And you wonder, like, you know, how many of them have gone ahead and done it and how many of them are just going to kind of wait and see how this year plays out. Cause that, you know, that Wells Fargo is usually one of those that draws, I mean, essentially a major championship field, all the top players go, and then that probably will lead to, you know, guys skipping the Byron Nelson, or, you know, certainly there aren't a ton of big names that play this week in New Orleans. I was looking over the list.
No.
I think Day is there, but maybe Adam Scott,
right.
That's about it.
Yeah, no, you're right. And the Wells Fargo has a reputation for treating the players exceedingly well. And I think they get Mercedes courtesy cars, and they just, you know, it's a tournament that rolls out truly the red carpet for these guys, and they get pretty well taken care of everywhere. But this is a marquee event for a lot of them. So and they like the golf course. I mean, they played a PGA Championship there recently. So, it's a big golf course. It's long, and I think a lot of guys like the finish is very difficult. You know, it's just not a tournament usually where you have to shoot way under par to win, and so that's appealing in some ways. So. We'll see. I think if it's me, I'm skipping the New Orleans deal, playing Wells Fargo for the golf course, then skip Byron Nelson on into the PGA. I think we'll see a lot of top players do that. And I say that, and I really haven't looked. I don't know what Tiger's plan is between now and PGA, but certainly with what he did at Augusta, I mean, he is, you know, back in the spotlight. Doesn't matter where he's ranked or this. Now we're on the 82 victories. You know, he needs one more win to tie Sam Snead, and of course everybody thinks it's almost a foregone conclusion he's going to win enough majors to catch Jack, which I think is way premature, way ahead of the deal. But time it'll be interesting. The rest of this year, I think, will be a good barometer for what Tiger's going to do as far as catching Jack goes. If he wins another major this year, I won't say it'll be a fluke by any means because people think I'm crazy, but I'll be surprised if he wins another major this year. Let's just put it that way.
Well, I mean, the next two, though, are on courses he's won majors at before with Bethpage and Pebble. So.
Yeah. No, you're right. There's no question. It sets up good. But the competition is so much different in 2019 versus what it was when he was on his run 10 to 15 years ago. And you know, with the likes of Dustin Johnson and Rory and all the guys, you know, Justin Rose, the guys that can rise to the occasion, the guys that have been winning majors in these last, say, 3 to 5 years, they really weren't around when Tiger was on his run before. So the fields are far deeper. The Masters, the stars aligned, kind of. You know, Molinari hits it in the water twice. Koepka hits it in the water on 12. You know, it's just not saying he didn't earn it. Not saying I don't love Tiger because I really am a fan, and I hope he keeps winning tournaments. But I think everybody has gotten way out in front of the he's going to catch Jack deal.
Yeah, well, you know, we talked about it last week, I know, but, you know, I went from being in the camp of we'll never see him win a major again to seeing him
do
it last week, and then also realizing, though, like, well, he did hold the lead in the final round at the two previous majors. I mean, he could have won last year's British Open at PGA Championship. We're talking about him having won now three straight majors, so it's –
Yeah,
I mean, I got to be honest with you. I might not to get too hung up in the recency bias or whatever, but I might be siding in the camp that maybe Jack ought to be sweating it here a little bit.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, and you wonder, you know, if you had somebody's speed dial in Vegas, what would the odds be right now? What odds would you get, you know, for $100 bet on Tiger Woods catching Jack? What are the odds right now? You know, is it? You know, I don't even know how to lay that out there. But, you know, is that something that's even possible? And I suppose you're right. Being in contention is not easy. And you know, if he continues to be in contention, he might, you know, golly, could he pick up a couple more? Absolutely. I'll be surprised if he gets to 18.
Yeah.
I'll just say that.
I would be.
You know?
I'd probably be because you figure when is – like, it's funny how – when Jack won the Masters at age 46, how he seemed like an old man then, and it was a big deal because, like, well, this at 46, you're old and you won the Masters. And, I mean, Tiger's – he's 3 years away from that. That's it.
Yeah, no, we're thinking when Jack won that 86 Masters, it was like – okay, well, that was his one sort of swan song of a major, the exclamation point to his career, and now he's done. He will not contend or win another major, and, of course, that's what happened. What is the likelihood that Tiger at 43 won the Masters in 2019 and that's it? I don't know if it's 50-50 or 60-40 or whatever, however you want to state it, but it's possible. It's possible that we saw Tiger win his last major the other day. I'm not saying it's probable or that I hope that's the case at any means. He is so much fun to watch, and the world of golf has just been buzzing since he played that last nine holes on that Sunday a couple week ago. It was just so much fun to watch and the way it played out. And, you know, it's just it ramps up golf, and what he does is just like no other, I don't know, I won't say like no other athlete for their sport, but it's just crazy. Golf is, for all the Jack and Arnie and all the players over the years, you know, Tiger just transcends golf. Like, it's incredible.
Yeah, well, as you know, it comes back to there's only four of them every year, and there are just too many really just top-shelf players right now. And even, you know, Dustin Johnson really is one of the fascinating figures on tour because he looked like he was en route to winning for the 21st time. He still would have only had that one major, though, but then he just ends up blowing up yesterday with that 77. I mean, to get back to him, what, like, in the 2010 U.S. Open, like, okay, maybe nerves start to creep in there. That's a major championship.
No question.
But, I mean, what's going on at Hilton Head all of a sudden on a Sunday where he just loses it?
I don't know. You know, you're right about the 2010 deal, and I think, you know, that was a major, and I think that was early enough and maybe in his career where, you know, he'd only been on tour, what, 2 or 3 years tops. And so, you know, that was just kind of him learning how to deal with the final round pressure at a major. I think we can check that off for him in 2010. What he did yesterday is totally unexplainable. I don't know how we even you know. And again, you can say, well, it's just a regular old run of the mill kind of boring tour event at Hilton Head. But the Heritage has a lot of prestige. It was Nicklaus's early designs with Pete Dye. So it's got, you know, it's a famous golf course, if you will. It's a unique golf course. It's very tight. And you can't say, well, Dustin just got, well, it doesn't really matter. I've kind of blew a term. It's no big deal. It was just the Heritage. Well, no, it was a tour event. And you don't get in position to win every week. And so every win for a guy like Dustin Johnson, you know, where's he going to end up? Is he going to have 30 wins in his career, 40? Is he going to be Phil? Is he, you know, and so those wins, you don't want to let them get away. And I don't know that there's an explanation for, other than, you know, every once in a while, we as athletes, as tour players, they let something get away. I don't know. It was, I couldn't believe what I was watching.
Cuts for the guys like Cantlie and Justin Johnson we just talked about, and Webb Simpson, all guys that are in contention in the Masters, and then they got to go and turn around and play at the Heritage. How difficult do you think that is for those guys? Because I know a lot of the top guys on the leaderboard, they don't play the week after the Masters. How difficult is that?
You know, I can't. You know, it's interesting. It's a great question, and I can only speak. I never played the tour. I played college golf and the club pro, whatever. But I can remember playing some big amateur tournaments in my 19, 20, 21 years old type thing, and national amateur type stuff. And then I'd have to play in a local kind of local yokel smaller potatoes tournament. Very quick turnaround, and I can remember it just was like, golly, I don't want to be here right now. And it's hard to get interested. So I can only imagine that, you know, the postmasters let down. I mean, here's what I think guys try and do, Ross. I think they sit there and they go, hey, this will be a fun week. It's at a resort that's right on the Atlantic Ocean. There's boats everywhere. It's Harbor Town. There's some fun restaurants. Let's get the family together and let's make it a little bit of a sort of make it a fun week, and let's not emphasize too much. You know, I'm going to play and try hard, but you know, if I don't make the cut or I don't play well, no big deal. It'll be a good sort of way to decompress from a tense Masters. And I think that's a way a lot of those guys have chosen to look at that tournament. And that could contribute to a Dustin Johnson kind of falling apart a little bit. But I think that's how a lot of guys look at that event. Because certainly, you know, post-major, you'd really like to have the week off and just rest and maybe hit a few balls and play a little casual golf, but definitely want some time away. You need that, you know, just mentally.
Well, Cuts, Johnson blew up. Luckily, CT Pan won because we were in danger of having a Matt Kuchar victory. He finished one shot back. Here's the thing with Kuchar, though. I'm worried, and I'm worried for Jeff, obviously, that that's his fourth runner-up finish already this year. Like, it's inevitable that you keep coming that close. It's kind of like that whole deal with Rory. At some point, he's going to win, right? And, you know, you just hope it's not at, like, the PGA Championship or the U.S. Open in a couple of months.
Which, Chris, he could absolutely, you know, Kuchar is a good enough player and experienced and all the things you just said to where he could have his week at a PGA or a U.S. Open at Pebble and do it. So there's no doubt. I mean, Kuchar has had a very solid year so far, and wouldn't surprise anybody to see him have a good run this summer. I mean, he's had, you know, like you said, runner-ups all the way around, and poor Jeff, you know, at least Kuchar doesn't have, I don't think he's got that logo on his golf bag, though, so that's a good thing. I see a lot of G's on golf bag, but I don't see a lot of GPs.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you went to Tech, you should be ashamed of that, so.
You shouldn't put that logo anywhere.
No.
Well, Cuts,
yeah, we appreciate your time as always, and we'll look forward to next Monday, okay?
Sounds good. Y'all have a great rest of the week. See ya.
You too. There he is, Cuts Benedict, talking golf with us as he does each and every Monday. Yeah, Dustin Johnson, that's the third time he shot a 77 or worse as the 54-hole leader over like the last 15 years. There's no one's even done that more than once, and he's done it now three times.
Yeah, that's not a good record to have, or
no.
A good, well, I guess, statistical thing.
And it's strange too for a guy was bidding for his 21st win. I think right now he overtook Justin Rose. He's the number one player in the world again, and three times now he's had a chance to close out a tourney, and he's just completely blown up. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and go around the SEC. Chris and Ross, the home team, 960 The Ref.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.